Track 5, Clients' Emotional Comprehension. On the last track, we discussed depression and its various manifestations when linked to PTSD, behavioral depression, learned helplessness, repressed anger, and loss and grief. I have found that many clients view the expression, getting in touch with your feelings, disdainful or silly. Some have even said, feelings are what West Coast freaks talk about in those guitar circles. Have you found, like I have, that many PTSD clients cannot differentiate between a thought and an emotion or feeling? On this track, we'll examine ways for a client to better understand his or her emotions via feeling awareness, thoughts versus feelings, and writing out the trauma. We will examine PTSD and its relation to abuse and trauma of a robbery. The first issue in understanding emotional effects of trauma is feeling awareness. Stan was a PTSD client of mine whose alcoholic mother used to beat him regularly. Stan once stated, "This might sound stupid coming from a 50-year-old man, but I don't know what to say when you ask me about my feelings. My mother used to beat me a lot, and she was always too drunk to take me to the doctor when I was sick. How did I feel about that? Sometimes I can't remember how I felt, or even if I felt at all. I don't even know what to call it when I do remember." Because Stan was most likely punished for showing his emotions, his brain had learned to shut them off to the point that he could not even identify his feelings almost 50 years later. In recovering from trauma, I believe it is essential that a client understand just how their emotions are playing a role in their lives. This, of course, begins with feeling awareness. To help Stan become aware of his emotions, I suggested he try the Tuning Your Emotional Antenna exercise. I asked Stan to complete the following techniques to help him be more aware of his feelings throughout the day. Number 1. Quiet your body, or move it. I stated to Stan, the most commonly prescribed methods for getting in touch with your feelings involved getting inside yourself by sitting still for a few minutes, meditating, or practicing muscle relaxation. However, if you suffer from bouts of extreme physical tension and anxiety, sitting still or meditating can be agitating rather than soothing. Therefore, you may choose to quiet your body by moving it through exercise, dance, or physical labor. Number 2. Ask yourself, what am I feeling? Don't expect to know right away. Give yourself some time to discover your feelings. Also recognize, and indeed expect, that you may be feeling more than one emotion. Once Stan had completed the exercise over the course of a few sessions, Stan stated, "I'm starting to understand now. I'm more in touch with what I'm feeling throughout the day than I ever was before. Sometimes I can say to myself, I feel good, or I feel pissed off." As you can see, by quieting down the white noise, Stan could focus more clearly on the internal happenings of his mind. Number 2. Thoughts versus feelings. The second aspect of emotional comprehension is clarifying for the client the difference between a thought and a feeling. I have found, probably like you, that many clients mistake thoughts for feelings. Kara had survived an armed robbery of her apartment and had trouble differentiating between a thought and a feeling. When I asked her what she felt when the burglars had held her at gunpoint, she said, "I feel like I should have gotten a deadbolt on my door." I explained to Kara that statements start out, "I should have," are not feelings, but thoughts. Think about your PTSD client. Can they tell the difference between a thought and a feeling? To help Kara learn to distinguish between a thought and a feeling, I suggested she try the Distinguishing Thought and Feeling exercise. I asked Kara to carry around a small notebook for 1 week. Every 2 or 3 hours, I told her to jot down 3 things on the left side of the paper. 1. The time. 2. Her thoughts. And 3. Her feelings she was having. On the right-hand side, I asked her to indicate whether what she was experiencing was a thought or a feeling. I also asked her to be specific about what kind of feeling she was experiencing. Kara wrote in her notebook that at 10 o'clock, she was angry at herself for staying up too late the night before, which she listed correctly as a feeling. At 12 o'clock, she stated that one of her co-workers was probably angry at her for what she had said about him the day before. This she correctly listed as a thought. At 3 o'clock, she stated that she should probably try harder at work, which she correctly listed as a thought. As you can clearly see, through her participation in this exercise, Kara could more easily understand the difference between a thought and a feeling. Number 3. Writing out the trauma. In addition to feeling awareness and thought versus feelings, the third step I use in PTSD feeling comprehension is remembering the trauma. To identify the feelings and how they relate to the client's life and their trauma, it is important for the client to recall a detailed description of the traumatic event by recreating the crisis, feelings, and emotions might arise in the client that can be effectively addressed. I ask my PTSD clients to list what happened immediately before, during, and after their trauma. I then ask him or her to write his or her description with as much detail as possible. For example, if they were in combat and describing a traumatic battle, I ask them to mention the temperature and terrain, the weapons or other objects that they were carrying. Then, as the description becomes more physically detailed, I ask my clients to describe their thoughts and feelings as the trauma progressed. I also ask them to describe what others thought or felt about what was happening. Even if he or she could only make a conjecture about the thoughts of those around them, I encourage the client to write that down as well. This exercise is designed to allow the client the opportunity to encounter their trauma willingly and to address the emotional concerns associated with it. On this track, we discussed ways for a client to better understand his or her emotions, feeling awareness, thoughts versus feelings, and writing out the trauma. On the next track, we will examine survivor guilt and other self-destructive behaviors arising from it, such as self-mutilation, substance addiction, and eating disorders. Question 5. What are 3 ways for a client to better understand his or her emotions?